This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, and we are very careful about spoilers here at the Carson Anderson Program. And Yellowstone has just gotten back on the air. I have two comments.
Anyways, Walker from Yellowstone is who Ryan Bingham. That's the actor who plays the character Walker.
And the name Ryan Bingham came up because Ryan Bingham is one of the most famous graduates of Tarleton State University. As we try and figure out what the hell Tarleton State is. And it is the team that's playing Michigan tonight. We knew nothing about them. But we found out that Ryan Bingham went there, who's on Yellowstone. All right, so two things about Yellowstone. One is fascinating commercial product placement. Because
they've gone all out.
I watched the show.
They've gone all out now.
And now they've got characters from the show in all the ads.
Yeah.
I was fast forwarding through the commercials yesterday because I got caught up. I finished episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I stopped and watched an entire Fritos commercial because I thought it was Yellowstone. It's like they're incredibly clever. The commercials on Yellowstone look like Yellowstone.
Yeah, there was an episode.
What is Casey selling now? There was an episode where he was there selling something, and he was basically being Casey.
Right, I forget what it was, but yeah, I've seen these done. There was one a couple of years ago. An episode a couple seasons ago, I should say, where Rip is traveling to go somewhere with, I'm forgetting all the guys' names. But anyway, he's traveling to go somewhere and he's got...
Walker? Is it Walker?
Not Walker. It's all the right. Jimmy. Jimmy and Jimmy's girlfriend at the time was the barrel racer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the truck with him. And she's going off on everything that he's got, like saying, oh, you have these certain kind of spurs or these kind of boots or these kind of chaps. And like, they're all like name brand stuff. And you don't think twice about it. And then later on, like a couple of years later, you start seeing ads for those brands during Yellowstone. They're all making money. Tecova boots. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, it's all about this.
Yep.
You know, all these kinds of, this brand is the brand that they've been, you know, these dusters they've been wearing for the last 200 years, whatever. It's incredible, the product placement they use. Even the guy, the this isn't a spoiler, but I think it's the first episode of this new season here. The old guy who makes
Lloyd?
the old guy who was in just one episode, who makes the spurs. Yeah. They talk about him.
Yeah. Who the
hell
clackers
is that guy? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's literally a legendary guy who makes these spurs and stuff.
Really?
Who died, but they knew he was dying and they wanted to honor him. So they got him on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they had him in memory of at the end of that episode.
And it was him.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
It was kind of cool. I mean, it's.
Did they force that scene in there of him getting the clackers just
100% they did. I got to pick these up for Lloyd. Okay.
So this is actually during the show, or is it like a commercial where they play their character?
They're kind of doing them both.
What?
Yeah.
They're really pimping it. I mean, they're really pimping it.
They're just whoring out, huh?
They really are. Yep.
It's not just the hat. It's not just the Yellowstone Dutton Ranch hat. That thank you.
Like, well, all of a sudden, once someone just drives up to a McDonald's or something, and they start naming
it's
off
not,
the...
It's always stuff that fits in the show. It's like a type of whiskey that they'll be selling, or a...
This is live, or not live, but I mean...
In during, a commercial yeah. break, they cut to a commercial break, and it looked like the set of Yellowstone, and I thought I was watching Yellowstone, and it turned out, and it was the cook... in the morning, making Gator. Breakfast. And yeah, and it was in the middle of all that, they start putting Fritos in like the chili.
Like Frito Pies.
And it was a Fritos commercial.
My God, man. Yep. No shame anymore at all, right?
None.
This is like pop-up spam, but you don't even know it.
You don't even notice.
You know, like,
how can I X out? Where's the X?
Yeah, where's the skip button?
But I think I'm watching them wrestle up Chow, and instead it's a Fritos commercial. They are blurring the lines. Are we in commercial now, or is this the actual show?
Gator really wants you to try the rattlesnake too.
Yeah, well, things are good apparently if you fry them up right.
Speaking of food,
here we go. Time for another edition of Are You Going to Eat That?
And I am hungry.
All right, well, it is lunchtime.
Is there anything here that you think I'm going to go out after the show and get?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
Okay. I am ready now.
Burger King has just released a new item, the pickle fries. Pickle fries are dill pickle spears that are battered and breaded with savory seasoned coating and then fried until crispy. The pickle fries come with a side of Hidden Valley Ranch. The Burger King... pickle fries. Gator, are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'd eat it. I'm not picking it up on the way home, but I would eat that. Fried pickles. Yeah, fried pickles are delicious.
Kang, would you eat it?
No, I'm not a pickle guy.
Kang's not a pickle guy.
Yeah, I'm not a pickle guy. I don't care how you slice them. Right,
so this is just a different version of the pickle chip, right? A lot of places have pickle chips.
This is
the
fried pickles.
Fried pickle.
Yeah,
Doug?
I'd eat these.
There it is.
I'd eat these.
When I go to Burger King, I want to try one just because Doug's in it.
When I go to get my Impossible Whopper from Burger King, get the pickle fries.
Are these like they're just like fries? I guess I take it right. Like,
yeah,
like steak fries. I'm assuming.
Yeah,
a little thicker.
Yep. All right, next up, Gator. So Gator and I both say yes. Kang says no. That's a rarity. Next up, McDonald's.
Okay.
You saw they're bringing back the McRib December 3rd.
Disgusting.
Well, Gator, good news. McDonald's is now selling half-gallon jugs of its tangy McRib sauce starting November 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern while supplies last. You can get the McRib sauce. A spokesperson from the McDonald's Chief Marketing Customer Experience Office. The McRib is more than a sandwich. It's part of a culture. It's a legend. It's an event. It's McRib season. The holiday itself is a holiday itself, so we wanted to embrace that spirit and give fans a bigger way to celebrate this year with a whole lot of McRib sauce available for $19.99 online only. Gator, the McRib sauce in half-gallon jugs. Are you going to eat that?
Absolutely not. No, I despise the McRib, and I don't want anything that says McRib near me. No. Ken, you're not a McRib guy, are you?
No, I'm not. But I love the marketing. Like, it's McRib season. Like, what? Like, is it pumpkin season?
Right,
like, this is like, you can put this out whenever you want.
Yeah.
These aren't like growing on trees, you know, and you have to harvest
now
them for
the
this.
Perfect
like, yes,
time.
They've ripened just enough.
It's a good McRib season.
It's a good year. It's a good year.
Right.
Ken, you're a McRib guy?
I might be on an island. I've actually never had a McRib.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody, it's always that overhyped thing everybody talks about.
You're not on an island.
I had it once.
Once was enough?
Yeah, well, you guys forced
it. You had more than once,
didn't
you?
No, it was once. It was when we were in the other, the 14-mile building. And you guys brought in a bunch of them.
Yeah, you pretended like you didn't like it.
It was disgusting.
All right, so Gator's a no.
And I like McDonald's, but that was awful.
What about you, my friend? Kang?
I'm out. Yeah, I don't need it.
Yeah, I'm out too.
But it's just barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Would you eat an Impossible McRib?
It's an interesting thought. Probably not.
I might prefer that.
All the The only impossible thing that I've had that I'm like, this is actually really good, is the Impossible Whopper. Most of the rest of it, I don't like. But, all right, next up. This is from CeCe's Pizza Gator.
Okay.
They have come out with a specialty pizza, the Chicken and Eggo Waffles Pizza. Imagine savory chicken chunks and fluffy Eggo waffles on top of a pizza crust, finished with some maple syrup. This is what CeCe's has put together. A hybrid pizza will be around for a limited time only. So it sounds like a pizza crust with chunks of chicken, chunks of Eggo waffles, and instead of tomato sauce, maple syrup.
All right, I think I've only been to a CeCe's once in my life. And if I recall, it's basically buffet style,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So if you're asking me if I buy into the buffet and I come across this pizza on the buffet, would I grab a slice of it? The answer is yes.
Yeah, you're damn right you will.
I'll try it. I don't have high hopes for it, but I would try it only because it's a buffet style. Now, if it were a store, I'd have to go in and actually order a pizza. Would I order it? No. But if I see the slice in the buffet, I got to try it.
You're going to try it.
I'm going to try it.
Kang?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying it. I've actually found that honey type, like this is syrup, yeah. I understand, goes well with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'd give it a shot for sure.
Doug?
This is chicken and waffles, but the vessel is a pizza.
This adults are talking here. Kang, do you feel like Doug is going to lean towards
Dude,
yes?
I kind of think he wants to. But this
the
is
maple
a little,
syrup part.
Yeah, is this, you know, is this PG-13, Doug? Or is this, you know?
Is this R-rated?
Yeah, R-rated, Doug. Doug?
I'd try this.
Yeah. Oh!
I'd try this.
R-rated, Doug.
Doug on a bender.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little crazy now.
Something to eat. What we got? We got this. Chicken and waffles pizza from CeCe's. Yep.
I'd actually try it.
As long as the chicken's like white meat only, right?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a very valid guess.
So the whole wheat crust, I don't,
Next up from Chili's Bar and Grill, the Triple Dipper Dream Collection. Gator, the Triple Dipper Dream Collection is bedding. This set includes pillow covers with designs inspired by Chicken Crispers, Big Mouth Bites, and Chili's Nashville Hot Mozzarella. The bundle also includes Chili's basket bed skirt.
Can we just stop? Just stop. No. What are you talking about? Would I buy bed sheets from Chili's? No.
Yes. You got to look this up. This looks amazing.
Look, it's like the Chili's logo on the bed sheet. It's on the bedspread. It's Chili's
logo. Gator, this is like going to bed on a sampler platter, man.
I'm not a big Chili's guy to begin with. What do I want the bed sheets for?
Watch your mouth. Dude, you don't want to snuggle up against a jalapeno popper?
I kind of like Chili's, but so Gator's a no, huh?
Yeah, I'm not getting my sheets that have the Chili's logos on it. No.
Kang, what about you?
Dude, this is perfect for the guest room. I'd get this. You guys are staying in.
That's repellent to make sure nobody stays overnight at your house.
Doug, you're staying in the Chili's room tonight.
I'm honored, Kang. But no, I wouldn't get these for myself. All right, finally, Gator.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Pliables. Pliables.
I don't know what Pliables are.
It's like a breakfasty, healthy place.
Okay.
They've come out with the gingerbread smoothie.
Yeah.
Okay. This features bananas, vanilla protein, blueberries, with the festive addition of gingerbread spice, cinnamon, and oat milk. Gator, the gingerbread smoothie from Pliables.
I want one right now. I want it now. Where is it? Did you bring one in?
I don't know where the closest Pliables is, but...
It sounds delicious.
Kang, you?
Oh, I'm in. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
3 for 3!
I mean, that sounds good.
This might be my all-time favorite thing, and are you going to eat that? I love gingerbread cookies.
I love gingerbread.
This is a protein shake.
Right, so it's got to be healthy for you.
Good for right after your workout.
They had Doug at that protein. You know, once he said protein, he's like, well, health, health.
Doesn't that look good?
He holds up a picture of like a shake. I can't tell what it, I mean. It just looks like a vanilla shake. Looks delicious. Oh, it sounds delicious. I would absolutely have that.
All right, there you go. 3 for 3 on the gingerbread smoothie. So so my prediction, you're not stopping at Chili's on the way home to get new bedding, huh?
No, that's not. Is that where they're selling them at Chili's? No, you buy them online, right?
I'm pretty sure you buy them online, yeah. And that'll conclude this edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Here on 97.1 The Ticket.